Loss is a part of life, and for every loss, we grieve. Our losses in life can both be grand and small, as are the resulting experiences of grief. We may grieve the departure of friends when we move away to a new school. We may suffer the loss of a family member to death and find ourselves adrift in grief so powerful it threatens to sweep us away. We may even grieve our younger versions of ourselves, lost to the twin forces of time and growth. We grieve over celebrities and even fictional characters. Regardless of the source, grief is an experience we all share. Not even heroes are exempt from the grief of loss, as the Legend of Zelda's Link well knows. In his time as the hero of Hyrule, he has lost time, memories, family, and homes. Arguably, his greatest loss occurs at the end of Ocarina of Time, 1998, when his best and faithful fairy friend, Navi, departs for lands unknown. In the sequel to Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, 2000, Link is forced to face both Navi's loss and the grief it brings. Unlike previous iterations of the Zelda video game franchise, the primary purpose of Link's journey in Majora's Mask is his confrontation with loss and death. Our modern conception of loss and the process by which we transcend it is explained by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross in her model of the five stages of grief. First introduced in 1969 as an effort to articulate what many experience when confronted with death, the Kubler-Ross model describes the five core emotional components of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance, and the asynchronous pattern in which they occur. Although unsuccessfully challenged at times by other scholars, the Kubler-Ross model remains the best known, if oft misunderstood, and most influential model of grief. No video game captures Kubler-Ross's five-stage journey through grief better than Majora's Mask. During his journey in the land of Termina, a grieving Link encounters five main regions: Clocktown, Southern Swamp, Snowhead Mountain, Great Bay, and Icona Valley, each symbolically representing one of the five stages of the Kubler-Ross model. In order to solve both side and main quests, Link must use multiple masks, or personas, along the way, each of which, in turn, allows him to progress and process not just his own personal loss, but the losses of other residents in each region.